This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. In September of 2008, the bankruptcy declaration by the investment firm Lehman Brothers set off a chain reaction that panicked Wall Street, sent the economy spiraling downward, and sparked the worst global recession since World War II. A crisis from which world economies are still recovering.
CNBC's special report, is your money safe? The fall of Lehman Brothers.
We've had major developments as we've been on the air tonight. Two downgrades on AIG. We are expecting the stock to open sharply lower
Maria,
tomorrow.
90 minutes into trading here, and the market is at year-to-date low, down about 5.3% on the financially heavy.
My name is Emily Weinberg. I went to Manchester Central High School. I graduated in 2008 and continued on to Boston University, graduating in 2012. And I currently work at a public relations agency called Shift Communications in Boston.
As part of NHPR's station-wide series, How We Work, 5 years later, Word of Mouth presents the class of 2008. Conversations with people who graduated from high school or college around the time of the global economic meltdown. Emily, do you remember when the economy tanked in 2008? You would have just been starting your first semester at BU, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It was definitely a hot topic of the time, but to be honest with you, I don't remember, you know, that day. It was something that was definitely buzzing around school, and just the economy not doing so well was definitely top of mind for a lot of people, but not necessarily the day or the month that it happened comes to recent memory.
So you had started at Boston University. Did you have a pretty good idea what you wanted to do for a career?
I did. I knew I wanted to go into the communications industry, was debating a bit between journalism, but it was my first semester at BU that I did learn what public relations about that industry, and decided to continue studying that for the next 4 years.
So you mentioned that it wasn't like a bolt of lightning, but a creep of realization about the financial collapse. Did finding that out influence your decision making in any way and how you wanted to pursue your career?
I think potentially in an indirect way. So, you know, looking at the state of the journalism industry in 2008, it was certainly changing due to many different factors. I'm sure the economy was one of them, rise of digital media another. And looking at how that industry was changing so much, I wasn't sure if I wanted to pursue a career in such a fluctuating industry. And I did find that PR was a bit more stable, but obviously, you know, the economy was affecting every industry, and I knew that going into a communications field such as PR, which, you know, truly isn't an essential service, it was going to be tough and it was going to be competitive.
And what's happened? Have you gotten a job?
Yes. So I graduated BU in 2012 and was fortunate enough to get hired before I graduated at a public relations agency in Boston called Shift Communications, and I've been there ever since.
Were your parents worried about the financial crisis, that might hurt your chances of finding good, solid work after graduation?
If they were worried, they definitely did not make it clear to me or express their worries directly to me. You know, they made it very clear that school and my classes was my number one priority. And any time that I wanted to, you know, apply for a part-time job or get an internship, they always supported me in that decision making. So I think if they knew that I had solid grades and that work experience, that no matter what the state of the economy was, they hoped that I would be successful and have that faith in me.
A number of people who have graduated about the same time as you have had a great deal of difficulty getting a job, feel thwarted or feel a lack of motivation about entering the job market. What do you think the difference is with you, Emily?
I think one of the differences is that I was in college when, you know, the crash happened. So you could think of it as, you know, I was basically in a bubble for 4 years. If something drastically changed in my, back at home that I wouldn't be able to fund going to college, I think that would have been the only major change that would have happened in my life. But, you know, on-campus jobs were still available. Internships were still available. All these, the companies and Boston University as an employer itself still needed student workers. So I think the reason why I didn't necessarily feel that was because I was still in a semi-stable bubble environment, if that makes sense.
So 5 years since the recession, 1 year after you graduated college, how do you feel about your occupational choice and future?
I'm definitely happy with where I am now. I'm at an agency that cares a lot about its employees and does a lot to give back to us. So I think that, you know, no matter what is happening outside, they'll do their best to keep its employees its number one priority. So I'm quite optimistic, to be honest.
Emily Weinberg, Manchester Central class of 08. She graduated from Boston University last year and is now working for Shift Communications, a PR firm near Boston. Emily, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Virginia.
Coming up, three-time Caldecott-winning illustrator and author David Wiesner. His wordless children's books hold enough imagination to move even the most humdrum and tired adult. More on his books and his process after a short break. This is Word of Mouth on NHPR.